We have our first mystery guest, and we can all play, including me.
So this Brilliant. Is the first person out of all of the mystery guests that you haven't known about?
I believe so.
You have approved this person
but as you can't
someone
remember.
That you'd love to hear from in the last few shows, but we didn't put it in the calendar, so you don't know where this person Ooh. Was turning
and
up.
And this person is not here.
No.
This person is on the phone.
On the phone.
Oh. Okay, so has the mystery guest been prepped on
yes.
just saying yes or no in a ridiculous voice?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, can I go first?
Yep.
Right, so, mystery guest, are you a man?
Yes.
Sounds like the Churchill dog.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you the Churchill dog?
No.
No, 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 no.
Okay. Right.
Hello, mystery guest man. Are you an actor?
No.
Oh.
Hello, mystery guest. Are you a singer?
No.
Mystery guest, are you a television presenter?
No.
Mystery guest, are you currently in the United Kingdom?
No.
Mm. Oh. Mystery guest, have you been on our show before?
Yes.
Are you in America?
Hang on, still my
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Are you in America?
Yes.
You're in America now?
Yes.
I haven't got a clue. It could be anybody in the world, literally.
Ah. Do you know who it is, then?
I have an idea.
Okay, I don't.
Are you in New York?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, do you not know now?
Why? So not an actor, not a TV presenter. Are you a comedian?
No.
Oh. I'm confused. Right, so it's not music. Actually, no. The question was singer. So actually, you could be a musician, couldn't you? Are you a musician?
No.
Do you need me to jump in?
Were you born in the UK?
Yes.
Do you live in...
I think the answer to this is no. Do you live in New York?
No.
Do you live in the UK?
No.
Are you on TV at the moment, here, in the UK?
No.
Then what do you do?
I don't think this is right, but the only area that we haven't covered is sports. Are you to do with sports in any way? Are you a sportsman?
No.
In your current job, is it to do with fitness?
Yes.
Okay. Have you... Okay, so we've established you've been on this show before, correct?
Yes.
Have you ever been on this show drunk?
Yes.
I know who it is.
Oh, I know who it is as well.
Have you ever been thrown out of Disneyland for being drunk?
Yes.
Have you ever been thrown out of Disneyland for being drunk twice in the same day?
Yes.
Have you ever hidden pizza in a drawer in your hotel room so that when you wake up after being drunk in the morning, you forgot it was there and it's a nice tasty treat?
Yes.
Are you Longman?
Hello, Longman.
Yeah. Here we go.
Wow.
Remember this song.
Longman.
Longman.
He's the nice sandwich man.
Longman.
He cooks bacon and spam.
Longman.
Has got a big frying pan and he'll
cook you breakfast all night.
Longman.
Longman.
Does the best food in town.
Longman.
Either thick white or brown.
Longman.
You should get yourself down to his shop
for his daily specials.
Yum, 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 yum.
Morning, Longman.
Morning, pal. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. All the better for hearing from you.
Well, God love you. I
see you've lost your accent, long man.
Oh, it'll come back in a short while.
I was joking, by the way. You still sound like you're from Leeds.
Actually, my elocution is much better now, but hopefully I'll get back into the old way of speaking soon.
But you, am I right in saying that have you got your own gym now in Florida?
Yeah, that's right.
and you train people, and you've been known to train the odd professional American sports person.
Yeah, that's why I'm in New York at the moment.
Because you're training an American sports person?
Uh-huh.
Are you training a basketball player?
Yeah, yeah.
For the Knicks?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Amazing.
Mm. Wow.
I'm good, aren't I?
Who knew?
Well, I guess.
Well, you did.
Christy.
So when you're training these big American guys and you're going, right, what I want you to do is sit-ups. And they go, what? Sit-ups? Sit-up? What? What? How do they understand you?
I just point and demonstrate and do it and say, copy.
Copy. You want a coffee? What? Me and Long, we haven't spoken for years.
I know.
Me and Long Man.
Missed you, Long Man.
No, we haven't spoken since last time on the radio, probably.
No, I know. when you disgraced yourself at another big weekend.
Well, if I don't remember it, it never happened. Well,
exactly. Hey, to be fair, Long Man, I've always had that motto as well. It was Preston, wasn't it?
There was eyeliner involved. I remember that.
I have no idea where it was.
There was often guyliner involved when Long Man had a drink
and Hawaiian shirts.
The best.
I mean, it were inevitable. It was going to happen. I was going to implode at some stage. You must have seen it coming.
The best was when we went to Sunderland and Long Man had been off the drink because he'd been injured. Did you break your arm or something like that?
Broke my leg.
He broke his leg. So he couldn't really train, leg training. So he started doing upper body stuff and weights. So bulked up massively and was also off the drink because he thought he'd be sensible. Comes to Sunderland for the big weekend and goes, here I am. And his legs are, back again. Heads straight to the bar and orders the kind of drink that you order the last drink of the night when you're properly bladdered. Like some kind of a pint of Bacardi and rum or something ridiculous, and I'm like, is that how you want to start the day? And he's like, yeah.
Can I just say that Long Man, for anyone who's joined the show since we spoke to Long Man, friend of the show, friend of Chris's from Leeds, who had a sandwich bar
shop in Rothwell in Leeds,
and we used to check in with you quite a lot,
which is still there, isn't it, Long Man's?
Yeah, it's still run by the two ladies that bought it from me.
And the sign is still there.
Made an absolute killing.
Well, they have.
No, I did.
Oh, right.
What, by getting rid of it?
Why do you think I'm in a New York penthouse?
I remember having big discussions with Long Man. He's like, I think I'm going to go to America and be a personal trainer. And I went, what are you going to do with a sandwich shop with Long Man's? Sell it. And I went, no, but don't sell it because it's a potential gold mine. Selling it. Yeah, but don't. Why don't you let someone lease it? I'm selling it. Yeah, but it's going to go. Yeah, but I'm selling it. I'm going to take money. Did I get this right? I'm going to go to Spain and get my personal trainer certificate.
You've got a good memory.
Is that true? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Listen, Chris, when you leave school at 14 years old, you're not known for your business acumen.
Yeah, but you had a great little business there. And by the way, it's only credit to you, Long Man, that it's still going, it's still flourishing.
There you go. What a foundation that I laid for those ladies to continue and flourish. You've got to spread the wealth, Chris.
Well,
I can't take it all myself.
Well, no, I disagree with that. I think you can, but... So you're in. So you're back.
I left England because you'd taken all that money up. I had to go elsewhere.
And then you ended up in Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and that's where you're based now. You live and work in Florida.
Yeah, that's where my gym is. I opened it. It'll be 2 years old at the end of this year.
And how's it going? Is it doing good? Business good?
Yeah, it's going awesome, mate. Really well. Thank you.
Is it true that it's the only gym in the Florida area where you can get amazing sandwiches, bacon butties, spam, daily specials?
We feed spam as you're on the treadmill.
I love that.
It's a real motivator.
Wow. So business is good. You're doing all right?
Yeah, it's excellent, mate. It's excellent. Oh, I got to do a little travelling as well, so that's good.
I did hear, I don't know if this is going to ruin Long Man's reputation for being a carefree, happy-go-lucky kind of a chap.
Yeah.
But I did hear that some of the work, he's done work with some big American...
Big hitters.
Sports stars. Mm. And he gets them... What I've heard, he gets them ripped.
Really?
I've heard he's very good. That's what I've heard, Long Man, about
you. I have to come over and say hi.
I'm one of the best.
I've also heard that equally as good as he is, occasionally he will go for a drink on a Friday and you won't see him again till Monday.
Yeah, but that's in his nature and his genetic makeup.
That only happened once, and that was 3 years ago.
And where were you?
I was in New York.
I heard you're in Vegas.
No, I was in New York and my client at the time took me out for a drink. And then, you know through experience, the next day after I've had a drink, I generally wake up a little bit more drunk than I was the night before.
Right.
So I had a drink for breakfast and then I went missing for 4 days.
But that was a long time ago. And now you're all about the fitness. And I would imagine...
I don't drink anymore.
Have you completely stopped drinking?
Yeah, well, I say that, but I went to Vegas on holiday 2 weeks ago and I had a little bit of a drink, but I didn't enjoy it, which was a real peculiar feeling for me.
Wow. Look at you growing up.
Yeah, I don't like it, to be honest.
Well, you know, it's good. You know, I know sometimes you're... you know, and no offence, but sometimes often you're the last kind of person to see something. And I think with you and drink, you have a very tetchy relationship. Sometimes you're the best of friends and sometimes you're the worst enemies.
You say that, but I never had an issue. It was always other people.
Yeah. To be fair, you were always very happy.
Exactly, there you go.
I think the last big weekend Longman came to, he was going around doing interviews with people, and we got Longman on the show and went, do you remember doing an interview with the local radio stations? Who was that? You. I didn't do that. Yes, you did. Did I? Don't remember that.
I swear, still to this day, and I usually get flashbacks like years after I've done stuff, I still can't remember anything of that whatsoever.
Listen, it's nice to talk to you.
Pleased you're doing well, mate.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great talking to you all as well. This might send me into a bit of a relapse, actually.
No, it won't. It'll be fine. How long are you in New York for?
I'm here for another 3.5 weeks. My contract finishes October the 1st.
Wowzers. Good Lord.
And whereabouts in Florida are you if you want to come and visit?
Orlando, Florida.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Hey, Chris, let me tell you my schedule, because I've been working with this guy for 3.5 months now. Let me just tell you where I've been. You'll like this.
Right.
Are we all right for time?
No, we're going.
That's all right. All right. So, Miami, Milan, Rome, Paris, Malaga, Marbella, Miami, Vegas, Bradenton, Houston, New York, Vegas, New York, and then maybe Puerto Rico next week, then New York, then I'm finished.
Wow.
Where did it all go wrong, Longman?
Because it used to be Rothwell, Leeds, Rothwell.
I'd take Rothwell now any day of week.
And you've
lost a load of weight, haven't you, mate?
I have. I've lost a few pounds. Yeah, since the last time you saw me.
I think we hear about each other from the same person, and he says that, and he tells me, oh, Chris is doing this, and he probably tells you stuff about me as well.
Yeah, he does. That's exactly right. It's our mutual friend.
Lord Sugar.
That is the most childish way to communicate and possibly fall out ever.
Well, I think now that we've spoken again, because it's been a few years, now, you know, this has been a lovely reunion that we should...
Yeah, you smoked the pipe of peace.
We should... No, he's not like that. And not, he's told you... actually, when he was had a few drinks, he'd smoked the pipe of peace. oh, my God, that's just brought back some other memories as well. Hang on, let me just write something down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on, what are you writing down?
Remember that? So listen, Longman.
Yes?
Lovely to catch up with you. And good luck with everything. Good luck with the gym in Florida. Yeah. And good luck looking after all the big top sports stars of America and keeping the NBA in business.
The land of milk and honey, my son. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm off to be in a musical.
I'm going to say I need an assistant if you're struggling.
Listen, I can spot people when they train. Is that right? Is that what you're saying? I don't know.
Should be able to. They're all 6'10".
Oh, hey, you still got it.
I still got it.
You're still there. All right. Long man, love it, George. Yeah, and we'll have a proper catch up soon. We'll
put out your Twitter on our Chris Moore Show Twitter account to say goodbye.
Oh yeah, one last thing. My my client said if your listeners can send him some tweets, and it's at Amari is real.
Okay, all right.
What?
He just wanted some English people tweeting him. Okay, anyway, I've taken up far too much time. God bless you all. It's been great speaking to you. It really has.
Andy,
see ya. Logman, have
take
a lovely
care,
day.
Mate.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. The one and only Logman. God, love him.
Logman, he's the nice sandwich man. Logman, he cooks bacon and spam. Logman has got a big frying pan, and he'll cook you breakfast or lunch. Longman does the best food in town. Longman, either thick, white or brown. Longman, you should get yourself down to his show for his daily specials.
Daily specials didn't really work, but we shoehorned it anyway.
Nice. Close enough. Only one syllable out.
Nice
for the
to hear from Longman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Enjoyed that.
All the way from New York.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
So sad to hear everything's gone wrong for him, you know.
It is. Yeah.
Since he had a sandwich shop in Rothwell.
It's a shame. No, he's now got a successful gym in Orlando, Florida.
Flying around the world, training professional athletes from American sports teams. Yeah.
Good for him.
Good. We'll have a whip round for him.
Mm.
All right, mystery guest number two. Coming up next. Meanwhile, very late with the news, but all good at 7 minutes past 8.
French police are searching for a motive for the murder of a British family.